Folks, total unmitigated win. Folks, my entire life, I've never seen us win in the culture war, ever. In fact, it was largely understood that the country's just culturally moving left, godless, heathen, and there's nothing that can be done. I would have told you that. I'm like, how do you reverse this? How do you put it back in the can? But we have been. Massive win yesterday with Cracker Barrel. Massive win. Here's the CEO explaining what she was trying to do.
Our goal is to take what people love about Cracker Barrel and open the aperture a little bit so that more people love Cracker Barrel. So we want to appeal to all generations.
Uh-huh. Yeah, by taking the white, clearly Southern-looking guy off the logo, we know what you were doing. We know what you were doing. That was her last week. It failed. But the important thing is how fast it failed. Yeah, it took Bud Light an entire year to decide who it was more terrified of, its own customers and stockholders, or Barack Obama, the human rights campaign, Vanguard, BlackRock, and all the big liberal hedge funds that if you get a low human rights campaign score, will dump your stock. And what happens when they dump your stock? The value of it goes down. They pound the stock down. Who are you more afraid of? Well, it was them before. We didn't have social media. We didn't have control. The FBI was running social media. We know that now. Folks, the FBI would have never permitted what we just had this last couple of weeks with Cracker Barrel. It would have been squashed like a fly after Adam Schiff ordered it. Or maybe Chuck Schumer would. We learned a few weeks ago Adam Schiff could order the FBI, Democrat congressmember, to simply delete people's accounts, especially people who criticize them. Folks, understand this cultural war battle would not have been possible before 2022. Our win, not possible. Bud Light, not possible. Why? FBI would have squashed it from their headquarters inside Twitter, inside Instagram, inside Facebook. Not anymore. That's why we won. We didn't win because people didn't like it. We didn't win because go woke, go broke. No, that only became a thing after we got our free speech rights back. This is what the FBI was repressing the whole time inside social media. That's why we won. I am just screaming about this because we need to repeat it. Repeat it, repeat it, repeat it, repeat it. Elon Musk gets out of bed one morning, rolls over, decides he doesn't want to deal with this crap anymore, and says, you know what? I let them censor people in Brazil. I lost that one. I'm going to let them censor you too. We lose. We go back to the way it was. We don't win these things anymore. Our free speech rights still hang by a thread. But look at what we just did. And don't look at it from a customer at Cracker Barrel perspective. Look at it from a CEO perspective. Cheryl Cassoni understands. Stock takes a beating, 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 beating. Why? Because people are getting the truth about the rebrand on X. We're allowed to speak of it because the FBI is out of the way. What happens? Stock takes a nosedive. But this is the important part. When they capitulate to us, the normals, not to the human rights campaign, and say, okay, you can keep the white guy. We won't cancel him. We won't erase him. You can keep your Southern symbols. We won't erase your culture. Then what happens? CEOs are watching this. Stock goes back up. They don't have to wander in the wilderness trying to decide between normal Americans and the human rights campaign and Larry Fink and Vanguard and BlackRock. Bud Light was so terrified they were frozen. Not with Cracker Barrel. It went so much faster. Stock goes back up. And that is a good thing. These executives need to see this.
Now, the stock has been on a tear and a roll since this. Okay, the stock actually closed at about $57 a share last night. That's a jump of 6%. After hours, it rose to $61 per share.
Yes.
I have to say, the stock jumped a little bit in time with this post. When the president of the United States decided to weigh in on the Cracker Barrel story.
Right. So, okay. And that was absolutely part of it. But again, the power of Trump is not because Trump just has power. It's because people can see Trump. They can hear Trump. In 2020, when we lost, he was totally silenced. Todd Pyro gets it. It's going faster. It's getting faster. We are getting stronger because we're free, because we can talk.
They corrected, course corrected so quickly.
Yes.
I wonder if you'll see the same backlash that Bud Light.
No, you won't. They corrected quickly. That woke crazy eye CEO, you think she wanted to correct quickly? No. She was hired because she's woke. Because the company had gone woke. It was colonized and taken over. It was. Love to get your thoughts on this, by the way. 800-905-0989 is the text line. I want to tell you what I saw yesterday. I saw a comment from a liberal. And I think he was for real. He said, I don't understand this. This seems like such a overreaction by these Americans, by these conservatives, by these people who eat at Cracker Barrel. He said, it seems like an overreaction. And I thought about it, and I realized he was right. It was an overreaction. Wait, what? You agree with a liberal? Yes, I'll tell you why. It's a good thing. Next.